You got Jalen Ramsey covering Mark Andrews one-on-one.
Touchdown, Marquise Brown. Lamar Jackson just continues to be red hot. Third and goal, and Lamar Jackson tonight is a perfect 6 of 6 on third down. 6 first downs, 6 of 6. Can he turn the corner and get in? Yes! We got a Jackson 5. Lamar with 5 touchdown passes. Willie Snead.
I'm trying to win the Super Bowl, and we taking the game at a time. I'm not worried about MVP, you know. If it come, it come. I'll be satisfied, but I'm trying to win the Super Bowl. That's a team award, and that's what I want.
Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah. Did he really say Jackson 5? Boy, the Ravens sure look good. Let's talk about that and a lot of other stuff. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday.
Sorry, I didn't mean to steal your thunder.
No, it's all right. Dive right in, man. It's the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Bauer, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, pretty much the star of the planet. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. You want to get in today, 713-780, ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also get us on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron is begging for messages. That's his way to contribute to the show, so help him out. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, you know the number for that. And if you wish, you can watch us on the Twitch channel. Just go to ESPN975. .com, click on Twitch or go to Twitch and click on ESPN 97.5, and you can comment there. You can call if you want. I've done many calls lately, but we're in studio. It's a Tuesday. Usually you guys are in a bad mood, but I'm going to say you're not today because it's not really a Tuesday for most of you. It's pretty much Thursday, right?
It's Tuesday,
but it's, you know, people are going to be off Thursday, so that's like, yeah, a Saturday, and then most people are off Friday too.
Yeah, but we're not.
Yeah, I know. We just had to work, although I got chastised for that because I'd forgotten that the wife and I had a Black Friday thing we've been doing the last few years where we bike over to Eureka Heights for their Black Friday beer release.
Uh-huh.
It's like, so we're not doing that this year? It's like, no, that'd be a bad idea because then I'd have to drive and do the show.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And she was like, well, maybe you shouldn't do the show.
And I'm like, well, sorry, woman.
And he said, maybe you should just pack your bags.
No, I didn't go that far. It's
just like, you thought about it.
I said, you know what? There's no, you don't have to go someplace with me. You can do it on your own. No, we met other weekend plans, so
okay,
it's all good. But it's happening, man.
Sports and stuff. Not a great start to the morning. Got to work. I get in early on Tuesdays so I can interview Buzz Williams.
Yeah.
Who was great as usual. Of course, you guys won't know that because someone who will not be named here accidentally deleted the interview.
This is like the second time this has happened.
Yeah.
Shame.
It wasn't Aaron.
Okay.
Just let it be known. It wasn't Aaron.
Good.
It's a tough one because it's not... It's a little bit my fault, I guess, because I don't know how to work that program. Like, I know how to start something and then stop it. I don't know how to save it. I don't know, you know, what to do with it once it's done.
Is that the one in the little office across from Michael?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had issues with that one in the past, too. And it's like, I'll leave it and it'll go 15 minutes beyond the interview just, yep, to make sure somebody saves it.
Yeah. But this someone decided to, I don't know if they did it. I mean, I don't think they did it on purpose. I think they just started doing their own thing and somehow my thing got deleted. So that's a bad start. Then I go into my office and I fire up the old laptop and it doesn't fire up. Uh-oh. And then it gives me the folder with a question mark in it, which means it's not locating the drive. So I do a hard restart and go to look for that drive. And it's not available. So I do a quick search on my telephone box to see, hey, what's this mean when it says this drive's not available? And goes through all the steps that I went through. And it says, oh, if that happens, you need to go to the Apple Store. Which, listen, that computer has been around since 2013, maybe.
That's a hell of a run.
Yeah. So I decided that it was going to go out to pasture. And I called my wife and I told her thank you. Because I said, you just bought me my Christmas present. And luckily, shout out Best Buy. Not a sponsor on the program.
Right.
But Best Buy has early Black Friday specials.
Nice.
Yeah. Save me like 200 something bucks on the laptop. And like, I think I got 50 bucks off my Apple Care.
Nice.
So, and I got a MacBook Air. And it does. So MacBook Air doesn't have USB ports.
Right. Mine doesn't either.
So
Pro.
So I bought like this little adapter. Where I can, it's got plug, it, like, so you can charge it.
Yeah.
You can plug in an HDMI. You can plug in USBs. It's got all kinds of cool stuff. And that was like 40 bucks off. So nice. Shout out Black Friday for making my Christmas present cheaper and letting me do it on Monday instead of
Tuesday.
Well, yeah, on Tuesday instead of, I could have done it yesterday, okay. Technically, because their Black Friday special started yesterday.
All right.
And I've always thought, how stupid is it to start Black Friday before Black Friday? But now I realize it's a great move. Because now, I mean, think about it. If you own a business and you on Black Friday, you're competing with every other store for, do I want to line up at this particular store? And I'm sure they'll have some even better deals on actual Black Friday. But you go in that place right now, and there's flat screen TVs all over the place. Like, big TV. Like, you can get a big TV now for like a 75, 80 inch TV for like $750.
Wow.
That's a pretty good deal, I think. I mean, again, they're not an advertiser. I'm just shouting them out because I got lucky. And they were.
Oh, that's good.
The day that my laptop died, they happened to be doing Black Friday stuff. So, so I've been breaking in a new laptop today.
Cool.
And luckily, thanks to the beauty of, you know, the cloud and Google Chrome and, you know, iTunes or not iTunes, your Apple ID.
Right.
Basically, as soon as I open it up and I log in, it's just like my old laptop.
Yeah, that's just like getting a new phone now.
Yeah.
Everything's there, which is cool.
I like that.
I do too. Well, congratulations. I knew it was getting close.
Yeah. I've been fighting it for a while, but it was time.
Yeah. And man, though, I have to say, and again, they don't advertise with this, but ever since I switched over to a Mac, I'll never do anything else.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you know how many laptops I went through? My God.
Yeah.
It was embarrassing. And this one I've had for 3 years now. Knock on whatever this vinyl is, no problems. My day didn't start off very good either, but man, did it rally.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, we're having to have work done on our place along with everybody else there.
Mm-hmm.
There were some design flaws on the balconies, which, you know, it's good. I'd rather them fix it than me be on the balcony and fall and
smoking
die.
Smoking and then the balcony falls.
Yeah, and me and the dog sitting out there having a cup of coffee in the morning.
You crush the, you know, the mailman or somebody.
Yeah,
like, yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, you don't
or
want
a Girl
that.
Scout. God forbid Girl Scouts knocking on your door.
Yeah, although I have a sign, no Girl Scouts. But so now the stuff
you,
that...
You a Boy Scout man?
None of those either. None of those either. We're not Penn State or Baylor. Stop. But the, which reminds me of something I want to get to. The problem was now they're doing it. They have to get inside my house to do they're redoing the doors. They're taking the doors off.
That's uncomfortable.
So of course, you know, the little dog has to go to daycare. And
is this balcony connected to your bedroom?
The top one is. Yeah. The third floor.
Yeah.
The second floor is connected to the living area. So,
yeah, so like the second floor is where you come in the front door, right?
No, that's first floor.
How many floors is your place?
Three. Yeah, it's like the first floor has a guest room in the garage. Second floor has...
No, okay, so I'm saying when you come in the front door...
I'm on the first floor, and then I have to go up the stairs to the second floor. And that's where the balcony is, one balcony.
I'm misremembering your house. Yeah. I thought you went in the first floor, and then you go downstairs to the garage level.
Well, there are downstairs to the garage, but it's like four stairs.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's probably what confused you. But the second floor is like the living area and the kitchen.
Yeah.
And then the top floor is the master bedroom. And
which one are they fixing? Which balcony?
Both, the third and the second today.
So you've got to have strangers in your bedroom?
Yeah. And ugh. Which I hate people in my house to begin with, but especially strangers. And I was going to stick around for a while, but it was so freaking loud. I mean, I can live with them playing Mexican music really loud because, hey, it's hard work. But while that's going
what
on...
What does hard work have to do with playing Mexican music really loud?
Well,
was that your way of letting me know that these people were illegal day laborers?
No, it's my way of saying that, you know, they could have been considerate to the fact that I was on the first floor and not played music really, really loud.
I mean, you could have just gone and unplugged their stuff.
Well, I could have, but I'm not, you know, I'm not a dickweed. But
sometimes
and then there's drills and there's saws and it's just like, it's so freaking loud. And I'm working on a sports map article for tomorrow that required a lot of research. Like basically Bill O'Brien and his chances of winning a Super Bowl.
That doesn't require much research at all.
Well, I know it's really a zero, but, but like every time I would get to this really difficult part where I've got to look up these numbers and do some math. And finally I'm like, okay, so we had a conference call this morning. You were on the same one. And thank God I had that thing muted because I couldn't hear a word that woman was saying because there was so much damn noise. So I said, screw it. I'm going to go to the gym and then go to the office. And we did some videos today that I'm really excited about. Raheel and I did two. And I did two with Eric Sandler.
Nice.
Eric did his three favorite steak nights, and I did my three favorite steak nights.
All right.
And the other one's a little bit of a surprise. So that'll be coming on Sports Map over the next few days. We just wanted to get a bunch of stuff done and in the can so that when people aren't here Thursday and Friday, you'll still have some fun stuff to watch. All right, well, guess what? We just avoided talking about that football game.
Well,
we can do that again.
Yeah, we'll get there on the other side, and we'll talk about the new front runner for the MVP award.
Jared Goff?
Yes. And I think maybe the new front runner for Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, I think that's been the case for a few weeks now. But
you think so?
Yeah, we'll talk about it when we come back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
Hey, guys, I've got a great gift idea for you. If you want to do something different, check out Brooklinen. I mean, these guys are fantastic. I never really thought about what sheets and what pillow covers to get. And once I got these, it was life-changing. The wife loves them now. She says, this is all we're going to get. They've got their biggest sale yet this Black Friday through Cyber Monday. And they were founded in early 2014 by a husband and wife. They wanted to find beautiful home essentials that didn't cost an arm and a leg. And that is exactly what they have done.
Yeah, it really is unbelievable stuff. And, you know, I've known the importance of nice sheets for some time. My wife has known that importance. I just had to pay for it for a long time. Brooklinen, man, these guys, you're getting a great deal with Brooklinen. These are really affordable sheets, and they're still the highest of quality. And this event going on now, this Black Friday event, you want to get on it. The only way to get access to their biggest event ever and free shipping is go to brooklinen.com. brooklinen.com before December 3rd. Brooklinen, everything you need to live your most comfortable life.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
As far as his running ability goes, by ESPN's expected points metric, Jackson's generated 31.2 points as a runner. To put that in context, that would make him the number one running back in football. He's better than Dalvin Cook at 29 points. Everyone else is way below those two. And as a quarterback, as a passer, by expected points, he has been about as productive as Tom Brady. So imagine a universe where Tom Brady and Dalvin Cook are combined into one super player. That's Lamar Jackson. And that guy, to me, is a very, very realistic MVP candidate.
Who was that? Boy, really going out?
That was Bill Barnwell.
Oh, he's really going out on a limb there that he's an MVP candidate.
I hate when people take fantasy stats and then post it as like real world numbers. I mean, I get that, yes, he's put up a lot of fantasy points too. But that doesn't necessarily, I mean, that's not what translates to being the MVP. Now, obviously, he's a legit MVP candidate. He's on a great team.
He's the MVP leader right now. I don't think there's any doubt. And he was fantastic last night. Again, they scored every time that they had the ball with him at quarterback.
Is that good? Or
I think that's pretty good. And, I mean, it's amazing what he's doing. And I thought the Rams would put up more of a fight than that, but they treated the Rams just like they did the Texans, just like they did the Dolphins. It's like pretty much everybody that hasn't been the Browns or the Seahawks, that's how they treated them. And it was, I mean, that game was over early. And I know that the Rams offense is a mess right now. And once they got down 14 and nothing, it was never going to happen. But guess what? If you can't stop a team on a single possession, I'm not good at math myself. But
it's hard to win. I don't think you're going to win the
football game.
Yeah. You're probably right. I haven't done the math on it, but you're probably right.
I haven't, you know, gone in depth and taken a deep dive. Yeah.
We can work on that. Yeah. let's get some of that math done before we make it official. But yeah, I would say it's going to be tough to beat. I mean, this was just, and I regret staying away from this game. Eric and I talked about it because we do that super contest together.
Yeah.
And we had the Ravens in the contest.
Yeah, I used them in the my bookie contest.
But I didn't bet them. And the reason I didn't bet them is because there's a lot of sharp guys betting the other way. A lot of sharp guys betting. That's why that number continued to push down. But I also...
One of these days I'm going to stop paying attention to that. I know I like to use it as a tool, but boy, it's kept me off of some games.
But like I said yesterday, you know, Aaron Donald against that offensive the offensive middle of that line seemed like a good edge for the Rams, and they did a really good job protecting Lamar. And when he did get pressure up the middle, Lamar was able to get to the outside. And Aaron Donald can run down most quarterbacks. He just can't run down Lamar Jackson. I mean, this dude has a game changing weapon, and it's. You can scheme for it all you want, but your scout team quarterback doesn't run like Lamar Jackson runs. You know, you can find some.
Not even your. You could put your best wide receiver back there. He may not be able to run like that either.
Probably not. So it's a tough situation for teams to deal with. And I honestly think as the league, you know, this is around the time the league should be figuring out how to stop Lamar Jackson. The problem is, I think it's taken this long for Harbaugh to figure out really how to use him most effectively. So we're seeing this guy come into his own right now, and I think it's going to take, you know, it may be into next year before teams really figure out how to stop this guy, because physically he's just such a problem.
You know when it'll happen is when Belichick sees him a second time.
Probably so.
And that won't be until the playoffs.
But you know what? You know who? What team has had the most success against against the Patriots in the playoffs? It's been the Ravens.
Yeah. And they've never been able to do it with an offense like this.
No.
It's always been with Joe Flacco.
But let's also keep in mind, dude, the Ravens' defense is pretty damn good. You know, what'd they give up yesterday? Two field goals?
Yeah.
Zero touch. By the way, Jared Goff, zero touchdowns in the month of November. That's not good. Lamar Jackson had five touchdowns on November 25th.
Yeah.
Jared Goff had zero touchdowns in the whole month. That guy was an MVP candidate recently. And now, not so much. You just saw how dominant that team can be. And, you know, we've seen, obviously the Rams are not the Rams that they were a year ago. There's a lot of, I mean, the offensive line has withered. It's clearly an issue. Todd Gurley is not the same guy he was. You know, Jared Goff under pressure is not the same quarterback he was. I think teams have figured out where in those zone bubbles they need to be to beat Sean McVay. Teams are catching up to Sean McVay a little bit, the genius, which that's the way the NFL works. Nobody gets away with doing it. It's not like college football where Lincoln Riley just goes out with the same exact handful of plays and does it every week,
right,
and does it well. It doesn't work that way in the NFL. You can do that for a couple weeks, And then these coaches get some film on you, and they're like, okay, well, here's what we're going to do to stop that. And they figure it out quickly. Unfortunately for Sean McVay, it's been figured out. And he's got to come up with something new. He's got to show that he's more than a one-trick pony. And right now, the Rams, I don't know, I wouldn't pick them to make the playoffs right now. I think that they're definitely, I would say they're a favorite to miss the playoffs at this point. But they're in trouble long-term because they've mortgaged the future for now. Yeah. They don't have draft picks coming up. They've got a running back who looks like the wheels have kind of fallen off of him a little bit, which by the way, and you know, I maybe I'm wrong on this guy, but I said when they drafted Todd Gurley, I like Todd Gurley. I normally don't like taking early running backs. I said I do believe Todd Gurley is a special running back. It's probably, I mean, I think the last one before him that I was like, yeah, I'd take that guy really early was Adrian Peterson. So it doesn't happen very often that I'm like, yeah, use a high pick on a running back.
I was okay with Elliott and Fournette.
I was okay with Elliott, not Fournette. But but I wouldn't have taken that Elliott with that pick. So, yeah. But Gurley, I was like, okay, this dude's a freak. He's special. And if there was a flash where he was, I think maybe I was wrong. But it just reaffirms why I tell people don't draft running backs early, and definitely don't pay running backs the second time around big time money because this is what tends to happen.
Now, that's why you don't pay Melvin Gordon when he wants.
No.
A couple of things from
Sorry, Cowboy fan. I don't know that I would have given Zeke Elliott that. I mean, it's easy to say now, don't pay Todd Gurley. I mean, when they paid Todd Gurley, it seemed like the right move. When they paid Zeke Elliott, it seemed like the smart move. It's funny how quickly those decisions can be made to look really foolish.
A couple of things on Lamar Jackson. Says, after he comes back from the blown ACL next year, he'll get in a couple of weeks. Running quarterbacks will never work. I don't like the will never work. Yeah,
thing.
That blanket statement stuff. That's to me is pretty, you know, it's pretty short sighted. Yeah, would I be concerned about getting him getting hurt long term? Absolutely, because will he be able to sustain this? I mean, we look at running backs and how short their lifespan is. I mean, it's a fair thing to bring up.
But can he get a Super Bowl before that?
Yeah, and right now, until he does get hurt. And by the way, yeah, he's a running quarterback. But the guy can throw the football, too. And they've perfectly made that game plan for him. And then
sometimes he lets the ball go. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, somebody says, so Mike Vick was going to revolutionize the game. So was RG3. And what happened to them? Aside from that, who was everybody riding last year? KC, and where's KC this season? It's only a matter before they snap something or get figured out.
Because KC's bad because of Patrick Mahomes. You may want to do a stat check.
Yeah. Do you know what Patrick Mahomes has done this year? And limping around for several games, yeah. I might add, right? The guy is on pace to get close to 5,000 yards again, having missed games. How about this? How many? Just wild guess. You tell me if this is any good. His yards per pass. Or yards per attempt, same. It's 8.7. Last year was 8.8. He's completing 65.6% of his passes. He has 19 touchdowns. And care to guess how many interceptions?
Two. Yeah.
Two interceptions.
Yeah. I got news for you.
And one was on a kind of a very sketchy one against the Texans.
Patrick Mahomes isn't the problem with the Chiefs. Defense is the Chiefs' problems. And, the Mike Vick, the Bob Griffin thing, we never knew if Robert Griffin was going to be good because he got ended quickly.
And listen,
but Mike Vick did revolutionize the game.
He had a really good career and it got derailed by dogfighting. And then he came back and played pretty well for a couple seasons there. So, yeah, I think that's, I just kind of find that completely inaccurate. But otherwise, I don't think it's unfair to question whether he might get hurt. That's no problem with.
Certainly, but...
But to start putting all that on him...
Like, if that's the only thing that's going to keep him from being good, okay, don't you take that chance with every single player in the NFL? That's like saying, yeah, sure, Dalvin Cook looks good right now, but what happens when he hurts his knee?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. DeAndre Hopkins looks great right now, but... What happens when he tears an ACL? Yeah, he'll be less good. That's sort of the way pro sports work. When a top-level athlete has a major injury, they tick down a bit. It happens.
Will Fuller looks good right now. What happens when his
what happens when?
Wait, yeah. But no, that, I don't understand why people just can't enjoy the ride and realize what he's doing is special.
Because it's not what it's not. He's not on their team. And if they've got their guys, this, you know, Drew Brees is still better than Lamar Jackson. Drew Brees, that's a real quarterback. And then, I mean, you don't like to admit that Drew Brees is in decline in his career. And you don't like to admit that there's some other guy climbing up the charts that looks like, oh, this guy might be better than Drew Brees already. And not that he's going to have a better career than Drew Brees, but you know how guys hold people, fans especially, sports fans, hold on to what they've either grown up with or what they've loved for the last 10 to 12 years. It sticks with you, and you don't like to let it go, and you don't like to admit when they're falling off and other young guys are catching them or passing them.
Well, and even among the young guys, you know I love me some Deshaun Watson, and I love me some Patrick Mahomes, and I've always loved me some Russell Wilson. This guy's been better than those guys this year.
Well, Patrick Mahomes has a special weapon too. Like he's got this crazy arm, and he's not a great runner, but he's elusive. He can extend plays, and he's way more accurate than I thought he was going to be. Lamar Jackson has a special weapon. Russell Wilson and Deshaun Watson are just really solid, complete players.
They're elusive. They're not. They don't run the way that he does. They don't have the cannon that.
But
Mahomes
those other
does.
Guys have like a trick. Yeah. Like you know, they've got a little Deontay Wilder to them.
Yeah,
there's a trick up their sleeve that you don't see coming. But yeah, I think that I don't know if I think. Well, I'll certainly say I don't think Lamar Jackson is a better quarterback long term than Russell Wilson, than Patrick Mahomes, or Deshaun Watson. I'd rather have all three of those guys.
If you tell me five years, but for what he's doing right now, for 1 year?
This year, that dude he's a cheat code.
Yeah.
And until people figure it out, he's going to continue to be that.
And I think the only thing that you can hope for right now, if you're not rooting for the Ravens, is that he does get hurt. And he is a slight dude, but so far, so good. He's been able. Yep. He doesn't get hit. The guy avoids contact really well.
It's because it's hard to catch up with him.
Yeah.
It's the same reason Mike Vick didn't get blown up all the time. Because it's easy to, like, when guys like Vince Young, like, these are guys who are really solid athletes. Andrew Luck's another good example. Who, through high school and college, they were outrunning everybody. They could beat you.
Right.
And then they get to the NFL, and suddenly you realize everybody's that fast. Guys like Mike Vick and Lamar Jackson, not everybody on the field is that fast. Linebackers aren't that fast. There's a lot of cornerbacks who aren't that fast, and if they are, they got to take a perfect angle, and they're not really into tackling enough that they're going to go balls out at them. I mean, it's a special weapon to have because there's literally like two or three guys on the field, if that, who can catch you if you're going full speed.
Listener Steven says, insert Minesweeper joke here.
Yeah. All right, guys, if you own your home and you want to save money, TGS Insurance is a great way to do it. Our friends at TGS are about to deliver some big savings on your home policy, and you never have to talk to an agent because who wants to talk to an agent? Nobody likes that. It used to take hours to get a reliable home quote, then it took a few 15 minutes to save a few bucks, whatever. TGS, they've come around, and they're like, you know what? We want to save you money, and we want to make it easy. How about 15 seconds or less? Grab your phone, text the word money to 232323. The system will ask for your address. You send that back, you'll get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. This company, these savings, legit. Online rating is nearly perfect. The average customer from this year is saving over $870 on home insurance. And you don't need to wait till your renewal because TGS takes care of the back end so you can free your mind and fatten your wallet. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote and save big today.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Good job, turkey.
From ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. A couple things. So I said the Browns figured it out. Yeah, the Browns figured them out before they fixed
that's
the defense.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know that Harbaugh even had figured it out by then.
Yeah, and not only that.
Because Harbaugh's had Joe Flacco for how long?
Yeah.
I mean.
But I think I saw a stat before last night. They were 13-3 going back to last year when he was starting at quarterback. So they had figured some things out. But the one thing I would point out, it's not just Lamar Jackson in the offense right now. Although, against the Texans and against the Rams both, you know, they didn't get stopped. I mean, it looks kind of like a miracle that the Texans held them out of the end zone for a quarter at this point. But they have fixed that defense, too. And Marcus Peters was a great pickup that they got for nothing. And, of course, then he and Jalen Ramsey get into it last night. But, hey, Jalen Ramsey, you didn't go from bad team to really good team. You went from bad team to really mediocre team. And so, but I think the Marcus Peters addition, Smith got healthy. Those two interior defensive linemen, when they're healthy, it's a different team. They're not great at linebacker, but they've picked up some guys who are functional and play within what they need. And so if you're good on the front and good on the back, you can get by with mediocre in the middle.
Yeah.
And give them credit because they have turned over a lot of positions on that defense since the season started, much like the Texans have tried to do in the secondary, and it's worked for them.
The problem is for the difference, I should say, is with the Ravens, all the guys that they brought in the secondary have hit. You know, like Marlon Humphrey is a stud. Marcus Peters is a stud. Jimmy Smith has been a stud for a long time. He just can't stay healthy, but he's healthy now. Earl Thomas has worked.
Yeah.
I mean, the gambles that they took paid off and continue to pay off. And
yeah, they've hit on every single one.
Yeah, and Mark Ingram. Ingram, I mean, he never got the shine that he was. I mean, people thought he was a full-blown bust in New Orleans. Dude's pretty good. Hollywood Brown, late-round pick. That is another guy.
He was a high pick.
No, a late first round pick,
yeah.
Right?
He was
28 or 29.
He wasn't a late round pick.
No, that's what I meant, late first rounder. But, I mean, you could argue he's the best receiver out of that draft. He's a game-breaking type receiver. I mean, they've just continued to make the right calls, you know. And, you know, even guys like Mark Andrews.
Yeah.
When did Mark Andrews turn into Mark Andrews? You know, that's a... That's a third round guy from a year ago who now all of a sudden is like top five, top six tight end in the league. They're just doing things right. And they figured out what Lamar Jackson needs to succeed. They've built a team around Lamar Jackson. They've built a team around running the ball and playing defense. And now, is it sexier than having like a grinding running game and defense? Sure. But it's still running the ball in defense, which is what the Ravens have really always succeeded with.
I think to beat them, you're going to have to get them down and make Jackson one-dimensional
yes.
and take away that running game. And that's easier said than done because I think their defense is playing fantastic. And you put that on there where you can't get out and get points early and you can't stop them. Well, it's just not a good recipe.
Bernardo says, I wouldn't consider Peters or Thomas a gamble. They were Pro Bowlers. Earl Thomas is making big money coming off a major injury.
Yeah.
Marcus Peters has been passed around like, you know, the prom queen. I mean,
yeah.
They can't seem he can't seem to find a place because he's a pain in the ass to deal with.
He's a short-term thing, but
there
you know
was
what?
Gambles on both those guys.
But you know what? They needed short-term.
Yeah. So I do think they were they Pro Bowlers? Yes. Were they still gambles? I think so.
Yeah. Earl Thomas, not only last year, but he'd had two or three years now of injury. So I get why.
And he still wanted to be paid like he never got hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's a gamble.
But it worked out. So far. Yeah.
What are the odds the Texans aren't very good, but Bill has them overperforming against weaker teams?
No, I don't think so. I think that, you know, I think Deshaun covers up a lot of flaws. And that's going to continue to be the case as long as he's healthy. He can make a... I don't think Deshaun Watson can quarterback a 4-win team or a 5-win team. I think he's too good to let that happen, no matter what else is going on around him. If I told you you can only keep Bill O'Brien or Deshaun Watson,
there's not
even a decision to make. So, no, I don't think Bill O'Brien is somehow got this team. It's not like this is some sandlot team that's overachieving. They should be good. And they play in a division that's full of mediocrity. So they should be doing well.
Yeah, and you know, are they the Ravens right now? No, but who is?
Right.
We've seen the Ravens house the Patriots. We've seen them house the Texans. Now we've seen them house the Rams. And they're playing at a really, really high level during this stretch. And can they continue? It's the question. Because we see a lot of teams that have these. And the Chiefs are a good example from last year. There was a stretch they looked like this, and you couldn't beat them. And then you had that Chiefs-Rams game on Monday night that was basically like you and me playing Madden against each other. But long term, it didn't hold up. Now, will this? I don't know. As long as he's healthy, as long as they keep doing everything they're doing, I think there's some other guys that it would probably be bad if they lost. I think if Hollywood Brown were out for a stretch, that takes away a weapon. I think if Andrews were out for a stretch, that takes away a weapon. But for the most part, this is a really complete team right now. It's playing at a high level, and it's fun to watch. If you're not enjoying this, then you just hate the Ravens.
Yeah.
Well, hey, guys, it's gift season. We know that. It's here. How about you give the gift of Rockets basketball this holiday season? Because guess what? They've got holiday packs on sale now. So your chance to see Harden and Westbrook take on all these great teams that are coming in. And you get a chance to see these two play together. And it's been fun so far. And with every pack comes a gift card to the Rockets team shop. So you can not only give the gift of a Rockets game, but you can check out the new NASA-inspired city jersey. That would make a great gift. And starting November 27th, guess what day that is? Tomorrow, at the Rockets Team Shop or at rocketshop.com, you can get the new NASA-inspired city jersey. I know Aaron's going to want him one of those. If you come by on the 27th, guess what? Eric Gordon, he'll even be signing from 11 to noon. You can ask him when he's going to be able to make it back. Rockets tickets, new jerseys, new gear, the perfect holiday gifts for this season. Head to rockets.com today to purchase or drop by the team shop, rockets.com.
This is the Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. QBR last night for Jared Goff. Care to guess?
1 million. Or something in the 20s.
24.4.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson, 99.7.
Yeah.
So, and you know, I'm having fun watching this guy. I really am. I'm not too concerned about long term, frankly, because, yeah, I do think he's going to have a hard time staying healthy. But right now, speaking of total QBR, he's over 80. He's the only guy over 80 now.
Is that good?
I would call that good. So 81.9, second highest on the board. Is Patty Mahomes at 76.9. So a 5-point difference there. Dak Prescott is third at 75. Russell Wilson fourth at 74.1. Deshaun Watson fifth at 71. All of those are the ones above 70. So, hey, if you guys get a chance tomorrow, please check out my column on... It started out as going to be a tongue-in-cheek, tail the tape look at Bill O'Brien versus Bill Belichick, but I actually went and researched, okay, at this point of his career, how many head coaches won Super Bowls after 6 years? And there's a lot of research there, and I kind of threw Jason Garrett in there too, because now he's at 10 years.
Mm-hmm. So what's the trend? Is it usually if you don't win one in your first 6-7 years, you don't win one?
I don't want to give away too much of the column. But I will tell you this.
Kubiak's an exception to that rule.
Kubiak is an exception because he won in year 9.
Okay.
But it was his first year with the team that had just been to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So it's an exception. But basically, with very few exceptions, and they're all in there, any coach who after five years, if you haven't made it to a conference championship game, crickets.
Yeesh.
So, but there's a lot more detail than that. So please check out the column. It will be out on 7 a.m. tomorrow, and we'll probably talk about it on the show a little bit, because you know it, it's it's eye-opening. I started in one direction and then decided to go a different one, and I was kind of glad I did.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of work. So I'm like Fox in Batman Begins. I just want you to know how hard I worked on it. Any hockey plays? No, I got my butt kicked last night. I got to step back for a few days, guys. I'm having a rough run. So I have a couple that I would play, but I'm going to sit back and wait for the weekend. It's, you know, when you get your ass kicked as bad as I did in Vegas, you don't really, there's no real desire to jump right back in and play. And then you lose your first hockey play of the week. So yeah, I'm going to sit back a little bit. What are the odds of Ravens smash the 49ers? Boy, that's going to be a hell of a matchup.
Yeah. God, I'm trying to like find, so I went back since 1996. I'm going to give you the Steelers, the Patriots, the Broncos, and the Ravens. Do you know how many other teams have gone to the Super Bowl from the AFC since 1996?
Give me the teams again.
Steelers, Broncos, Patriots, Ravens. I'm not talking about won the Super Bowl. I'm
saying talking about going to the
Super Bowl. Representing the AFC since 1996, which is now what?
Right.
23 years?
There was a Colt in there.
Colts are
twice.
One.
Well, weren't they twice, actually?
Yes, the Colts, but they're one of the teams.
How many are there?
Three.
Okay. Wow. Well, nobody in the North besides the Ravens and Steelers. Raiders did make it.
Raiders, 2003.
In the Gruden Bowl.
Yep.
Was the Chargers before or after 96?
That was 1995.
Okay, so close. Wow. So I guess it's got to be... Well, the Titans were 2000, right?
Yep, yeah. Tennessee Titans.
Tennessee Titans.
Three teams outside those four in the last 23 years have been to a Super Bowl. Those four teams have just owned the entire AFC.
Well, and right now...
That sucks for football, doesn't it?
It kind of does. Well, part of it's the Patriots especially. But, yeah, it's like if the Patriots aren't going to get there, it's going to be the Ravens or the Steelers. Yeah. And I'm kind of curious because I know Belichick, just from the research today, 9-4 in AFC championship games. I'm guessing that's all Steelers-Ravens, right?
Yeah.
I don't think the Colts ever beat them in an AFC championship game.
I don't think so. Oh, I think they did once.
I don't remember who they beat to get there, but yeah, I'll have to go look that up. But yeah, he's because I was having fun with little stuff like Bill O'Brien, Super Bowl record 0-0.
Yeah.
And, you know, just stuff like that. And then, like I said, it turns into a serious column, though. And people asking questions about it. It'll be up tomorrow at 7. I'm not going to give away anything else because I worked too damn hard on it, so.
Yeah, the number of teams, I'm trying to figure out exactly if in the NFC who have made it in that same time, I want to say it's damn near every team.
Well, except like the Lions.
Not the Lions, and did the Vikings make one since
then?
Yeah,
well, the Vikings, no. Remember, they were really good that one year and lost to the Falcons on the missed field goal when Anderson missed his only field goal of the year.
So I think that's it. Since 1996, the only NFC teams that haven't played in the Super Bowl are the Lions and the Vikings.
Cardinals made it.
Yeah. Cardinals made it. So maybe the Redskins.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, that's that. So three teams. So three teams besides the top four have made it. Only three teams in the NFC haven't made it since 1996.
So I guess it's the Broncos did beat them twice. So I guess it's Broncos and Ravens and maybe one Steeler there.
Jeez.
Pat Manning beat them, somebody said.
That's what I thought. I thought Manning beat them once.
So one Raven, one Colt, and two Broncos. That's it. Otherwise, he's been pretty good.
Yeah, it sucked to be in the AFC if you're not one of those four teams the last 20-something years.
Yeah. And when you look at it, it's like, well, Steelers are kind of in transition right now, but they're still at least mediocre.
Yeah, they're.
But let's be honest, if you had to take a shot today and say, all right, I get two teams to come out of the AFC.
It's Patriots and Ravens,
or you're gonna, or I get shot, then it's going to be Patriots and Ravens, yeah. Right?
And it's almost that's probably your safest bet, just doing that every year, playing those two, that yeah. exact box.
Yeah, somebody brought up the point, Cowboys haven't been since 95.
No, they were there in 96. That's what, was the 96 Super Bowl. That's when I went back to, because that was the Steelers were in that Super Bowl.
Yeah, that was it Neil O'Donnell was the quarterback, yep. I believe. Yeah. That was the Larry Brown game where he had the two interceptions and then got paid and went into obscurity. Super Bowl MVP, Larry Brown. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. We'll try to get to some phone calls when we come back and kind of keep it going. Somebody asked, when Belichick retires, is the dynasty over? Yeah.
I assume, because when Belichick retires, I mean, Brady's already got a down arrow by him.
Yeah, I don't want to write Brady off just yet, because I've seen him turn it on.
I have too, but you can't imagine that he's got, what's he got, three? If you said he got 3 more years in him, I'd be like...
Oh, God, no, I'm actually thinking this might be it.
Okay, I was going to say, if you say he's got 3 years left, I feel like that's being really generous. So, yeah, how much longer is Belichick going to stick around and coach? I can't imagine much longer than that.
Yeah, I don't know, because maybe he's still having fun, but... If he's not and Brady's going to be gone, I think he'd kind of like to oversee one season with a new quarterback, just because I think he's kind of got a little bit of that I'm that good in him, you know, where he wants
maybe, but I also
where think he wants to throw Jared Stidham out there for a year and go 11-5.
He might have some of that Phil Jackson in him and like, oh, he's leaving. Yeah, I'm out. You know, see what you can. And that way it's like, oh, yeah, this is all me. So I'm going to go, maybe I'll go coach Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. Or maybe I'll go coach Deshaun Watson or Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. Because guess what? They'd fire Andy Reid for me. They'd fire Bill O'Brien for me in a heartbeat.
How old is Belichick now? I can't imagine he's going to be out there like Joe Paterno or George Halas or something at like 100 years old still coaching.
But 67.
Yeah, I could see him doing it another six or seven years.
Marv Levy went till he was 72, I think.
Yeah. Belichick looks like he's in pretty good shape for an old man. He looks like he could keep going.
Yeah.
We'll get to this when we come back. Somebody has thoughts on UFC 247 at Toyota Center.
We're actually trying to line up a guest for that, but I talked to one of the guys who handles media relations for the UFC today, and he gave me, you know, the full list of what we've got.
Well, let's do that when we come back, because I want to get into that a little bit. It's very cool that it's actually back and one really, really big name on there.
A couple really big names, well, including a couple Houston names.
Well, one of the biggest names, though, which I'm pretty excited about.
All right.
Okay, guys, and you'll be able to bet on it at mybookie.ag, just like you can bet on everything else, whether it's NFL, whether it's NBA, whether it's hockey, which, you know, sorry, don't have any tonight, but whatever it is, you can bet it on mybookie.ag. And you could have got on the game last night. You can get in on the Thursday night games. You can get in on the action during the middle of the week here, whatever you want to bet. It's all at mybookie.ag. And when you win, guess what? They pay you. Nobody pays out faster. You get your cash when you want it. And you can also, the thing that is really cool is they've got in-game. So you got Jerry Bo's soccer plays, for instance, and you miss the beginning of the game. Guess what? You can still go play in the in-game and get your bet down. You can do that with all the stuff that's on there. So give them a try. Mybookie.ag. If you sign up today, they're going to double your first deposit. Check out all your deposit options, because they give you plenty. But if you want to double your first deposit, use promo code radio to get that exclusive offer. That's mybookie.ag. Promo code radio. Play, win, get paid. MyBookie.
Austin on Friday night. That's where the Leroy brothers play.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.